Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, Dan.
Calling from the 972. What's up, bro?
Way in.
I got a joke for you, bro.
What do you got?
Oh, no.
I got a joke for you.
Uh-oh.
All right.
All right. So this man and this little kid are walking through a forest, and it's really dark. And the little kid looks up at the man and goes, "Boy, these woods sure are scary." And the little man says, or the old man says, "You're scared. I got to walk out of these woods alone." Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks,
you're dude. Welcome. See ya.
See ya.
It's 888-787-1310. And it's Phone Call Friday, and it's Female Friday, and all day long, because it's Octopus Friday. Jeez.
So many Fridays.
We got to stop these things. Julie's hanging out today.
Octopus.
See if she remembers how to do radio.
Let's see.
She's been out of the game so long. And Tara is here. Tara is from The Wolf. And I say the L in there. Wolf. Wolf.
Wolf. How do you say it, Tara?
99.5 The Wolf.
The Wolf. You all say it a little differently.
How do you say it? Wolf?
I get made fun of for saying wolf.
But Jake says it like you do, and I've also heard Bob say it like Jake and Dan do.
Wolf?
Anyway. Wolf?
Wolf?
We brought Tara in.
I never had a conversation on how to say wolf.
The wolf?
Number one, I brought Tara in to get her phone number, because this is how I do it. We couldn't call her a couple weeks ago on her birthday.
I know.
Because I didn't have her phone number. So that's hopefully what we're going to end up
with.
This
is how we go about getting my phone number, instead of just asking for me in the hallway.
Right. I thought an elaborate way to do it, to pretend it was a professional deal. And then that's when the stalking begins.
Okay. Great.
Look, she's nodding.
Yeah, she's
knowing
like,
nod
yeah,
from yep. Julie Dobbs.
Yep. She like, likes to do everything on the air. Yeah.
So, So Julie has a funny little story that she was totally misunderstood, but how she was offended by me in the past. I wanted to have Tara in because way back when, in the early 2000s, Bruce Gilbert was our program director, and he's still the greatest guy like I've ever met.
Agreed.
First of all, he saved me from Dayton Radio, right? He brought me here. So right there, I'm just going to be biased towards Bruce. But he was awesome. He was very supportive for whatever we did. Even if we did stupid stuff, like he would be like, "Oh, no, that's great, bro." It's like, I remember one day we did a poll, a quick poll on the air. And took a couple quick calls, and then it was a small poll, so we were like, "Oh, that's a tadpole." And that's a bad bit, but after the show, he's like, "Oh, tadpole, I love it, dude." I'm like, "Dude, it's not funny, don't..."
This guy's
anyway,
support knows no bounds.
He's just such, he's so full of, he would make you feel awesome. He
yeah.
never said a crossword to me, except once. In fact, I was on, I was at training camp, I think, and he called to berate me.
Uh-oh.
Because of something I said about Tara.
Me.
Who used to work with our other sister station.
No, I was on The Wolf then, too. This is my second time.
Okay, you left.
Yes.
And then came back.
Came back.
Okay.
Well, actually, they made me leave, and then they brought me back.
Oh, well.
Funny how that works.
You know how that goes. Yeah, you know.
But,
I did something similar recently.
And I didn't even remember it until, I can't remember if Gribble brought it up to me or something, but, what was the situation? What did I do?
Y'all were broadcasting from Lubbock for a football game. And I know this because at the end of this story, my husband at the time, who is no longer my ex-husband, and I saw y'all in the parking lot and you were apologizing.
Let's back up. So you're divorced.
Okay. Yeah, I've been divorced for 8 years.
Okay, then. All right.
Oh, well,
things have gotten more
round
interesting.
Round of applause.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Let's get those digits. All right, so... all right, so I saw... Okay, I apologized for something.
Yeah, you walked up to us and apologized to us.
In the Lubbock tailgating scene.
Yeah, we were tailgating. Yeah, because he went to Lubbock. He's from Lubbock and went to Tech.
Okay.
But if we back up to what the apology was for, I didn't hear it, but apparently... Y'all were having a conversation. I don't even know why y'all were talking about me, but someone did the "would ya" drop y'all used to do. Remember that? Would ya?
Yeah.
Every time you brought up a female.
There might even be a Norm drop where he's asking.
Yeah, okay. That's the one.
Okay.
But, yeah.
And then when they did the "would ya" drop, you said, hasn't everybody, about me.
Uh-oh. Okay.
And
this is getting good.
That is a top shelf line.
Number one.
And I didn't hear it.
God,
and
then
when you when you saw us in the parking lot, I think I'd been married maybe like 5 months, but you walked up and apologized, but you didn't tell us that story. You apologized for saying something, but you didn't tell us what you said.
Hey, sorry about what I said on the air today. Yeah, I didn't mean anything by it.
I was like, oh, it's fine. And you shook my husband at the time's hand. And I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. I didn't even think anything of it. So then Monday, when I got off the air that day, our boss, we always have 80 bosses, pulled me in the office and he's like, just want you to know, we talked to Dan, it's not acceptable, blah. And I'm like, oh, he apologized to us this weekend, it's fine. He's like, really? And I'm like, yeah. And he said, well, what did he tell you? And I don't remember what you told us, but I told him, and then he told me the story, and I was like, oh, okay. I mean, I guess if you're promiscuous, you would be offended by that, because I don't remember being offended. And then I felt bad that you got in trouble. I felt, because that's who I am.
Because Bruce called me that day. It must have been a Friday. We were broadcasting there. And, you know, maybe it was your birthday. I don't know why. I don't know why we would have mentioned you.
Or would say, would you, hasn't everybody?
I mean, I want you to know that I've changed a lot.
Okay. I mean, this was 16
over the past
years,
ago.
This is forever ago.
And some people aren't noticing that.
This is fantastic.
He's owning up to it, though. He has you here sitting in front of him now, and we're all best friends.
Yeah,
right?
Well, so you're saying even back then, you didn't care.
No, I thought it was funny. Now,
but I got yelled at.
My ex-husband didn't think it was funny at all.
That's always the rub, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, he was not at all amused.
Really?
Even when I was amused and was trying to get him to be amused, he didn't think it was funny. But, I mean,
well, that's why he's an ex, right?
No, I mean, that's husbands are supposed to be protective of their spouses.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Oh. Let me write that down.
Put it in your notes.
You're
in your phone.
But I'm just saying, he didn't have a sense of humor.
Right.
He wasn't having fun.
He said it would have been funny had you told him the real story when you apologized. But because you didn't,
then he was a little extra mad.
That kind of feels like BS, but it doesn't matter. We've run into this before.
Yeah.
Summer bash, Corby almost getting beat up by a guy. When he asked a girl, hey, where are you from? And I think she said, like, somewhere north, like maybe Argyle. And he said, did you eat Denton on the way down here? And the guy wanted to fight.
The guy wanted to beat him up because he made fun of his fat wife?
Yeah.
He was just making a joke. You know what? I think people don't. And now that was on the air.
Yes. Apparently.
But
I didn't hear it. Like
also,
I said, I didn't hear it.
People don't understand. It's weird outside of the ticket world, and you try to act like you do on the air. Because the other day I was in line at Eatsy's, and I'm making a sandwich at the sandwich bar for my wife. And there's a dude next to me. He's like, oh, that looks good. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's not for me. And he goes, oh, mine isn't either. He was getting a sandwich made. He goes, it's for my wife. And I said, oh, yeah, me too. And then I go, I mean, not for your wife. Mine's for my wife. He goes, yeah, it better be.
Wow.
Right, jeez, dude, don't bow up.
Chill out.
Settle down. We're going to beat my ass here because I'm making your wife a sandwich?
No, that's a jerk move on his part, but also you just not knowing the boundaries.
Right. A real just human interaction that aren't people that I know really well.
It's a big, scary world outside of the ticket.
You better not have sex with my wife.
They don't know all our jokes.
Did you food shame him? Because you food shamed me in the kitchen a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
me?
There's more.
Yes.
What did I do?
You were heating up your big, healthy thing that you eat, and I was eating
salmon.
Potato chips, which is my cheat day. And you went, oh, having potato chips, are you? And then showed me your bowl and walked out of the kitchen.
Showed me your bowl.
Of my salmon and broccoli?
Yeah.
And I was like,
just to scoreboard you a little bit on the way out.
Like, you're walking going, I mean, I think I'm having potato chips. I like them.
Well, that's why I had you in today to apologize.
Now I walk into the kitchen when you're not there to make sure whatever I'm eating doesn't get judged.
I'll leave the room to eat. Like, I just don't like him seeing what I'm normally eating.
Does he food shame you too?
I can feel it, you know?
Yeah.
He eats salmon and broccoli for every single lunch.
Yeah.
Every
morning. You look amazing.
So even if I have something that's halfway decent, like a little salad and some chicken pasta.
Oh, you're having dressing on that salad?
Yeah. Mm. I leave.
A lot of sugar in the dressing there, dude.
The prep room to eat sometimes.
So I'm just amazed, though, that people like Jake, who can eat anything and look great, you can look great. My wife looks great when she eats any. I'm sitting here measuring food.
Right. You got a scale.
Yeah, I'm going to the gym every day. And I'm trying not to die, and I feel horrible, and I look terrible, and all these other people are just doing whatever they want in life.
Let it out.
I'm the oppressed one here.
That's what
I'm
trying to say. You know Julie's story. Are you familiar with that whole backstory?
What did he do to you, Julie?
Oh, it was so awesome. How do I explain this in about 2 minutes?
You just forget it, don't.
No, basically, same kind of deal. I was talked about on the air. This is what, 12 years ago?
Yeah, I think it was 2010 when you were working for the Rangers.
Yeah, so a long time ago. and I was actually working for the Stars full time, but also moonlighting doing Ranger games. So they were playing some audio from a Ranger game that I did, and Dan, I don't remember the exact context of the sentence, but he said, "Oh yeah, she's press box hot," talking about me.
Oh, that's which, like radio hot.
Yeah, it's like not. Yeah.
So
yeah.
For
it's
not spot,
at time,
hot.
At the
oh,
time,
that was it.
Dan had already really hot. Established yeah. the term press box hot as meaning a certain thing. It
sure.
means there's only one or two women in the press box, so the bar's not that high.
Right, mm-hmm. right. No,
it
I
was
get
a,
it.
It was a common term that he would use.
Cleveland 9.
Right.
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
So a woman walks in, and it's a bunch of frumpy old men in the press box, and right. so she stands out, even if she's not actually real-life hot.
Female.
She's just press right. box hot.
She just kind of exists.
So, yeah, yeah. And I heard it a long time ago, and it was the same deal. My husband now...
He's the one who still...
He's the one that remembered it.
It's like, very uncomfortable around your husband these days.
Oh, goodness.
Why don't you
he
try making
care.
Fun of what they named their kid?
Yeah. yeah. Jake had a great either. Follow-up right after I actually joined the show. But Kelly remembered it and kind of reminded me of it as mm-hmm. I took the job to then work with Dan McDowell, he of Pressbox Hot fame that he had said about me a decade prior. And so then once I felt like the time was right, it was like a I don't think you were here that day, right?
I wasn't.
It was Bob and Dan and someone who was supposed to call in for a segment didn't end up calling in, so they were just like killing time. And I thought, oh, this is it. and I hit him with it and told him the story and called him out for the press box hot. He had no idea what I was talking about.
Right.
And
of course.
And he sort of denied it, which was very un-Dan. He kind of was like, I don't think I would have done that. I don't yeah. think I would have said that. So I got to digging through the hard drives.
Of course you did.
And
there's audio of
and
everything.
And how did you find the date?
Because her husband had
remembered
narrowed it
exactly
down
when it was.
Wow. The six games wow. she had worked that summer. And he's like, it's one of these, man. And I'm yeah. like, I'll go through all 18 hours. And I did. And I remember calling Julie and just saying, we got it.
So press box
awesome.
Hot.
And there it is. So
best.
You're not the only one.
Okay, well, you
and
know.
You won't be the last, or Julie won't be the last. It'll come right. up again.
It's all part of what makes Dan Dan, though.
The husbands just keep lining up down the hallway.
Like I said, I've changed a lot.
Yeah.
And none of you people seem to realize that.
You're a girl dad.
Yeah. I am a yeah, girl dad.
A true girl dad.
That does change you, right?
Oh, so much. I'm so different. Well, Tara,
let's
it's
get
been,
a liner.
Oh, yeah, we need a liner. Would you give us a radio liner?
Yes.
Where what we would like, do I need to explain it all to you?
No.
No?
Go ahead. Tell me what to say.
Do you feel that you know? Are you an actual listener?
Come on. Don't make it weird. There's no way she listens.
Okay.
Oh, no. Do you want me to say who I am and then say the line?
Well, but the line is special.
Do I say the hang zone part of it or just y'all's names?
Dan and Jake is fine, and I just told you Dan and Jake, so you, I can confirm
name,
you know my name.
Jake?
So we want you
it's
to
gone,
say...
It's gone wrong she, several times in the last few months.
By the way,
guests,
it's really
so.
Weird.
Do you just call her Jay? Does she call you Jay?
Great. A lot of people do, yeah.
They run out of energy.
We want you to say...
Okay, I got it. Go ahead. I never listened to Dan and Jake on the ticket.
Okay.
Or do I say the hang zone part? That's all
the
I'm
the world
asking.
Is yours.
Yeah, do your thing.
Okay. Hey, y'all, it's Tara from the Wake Up with the Wolf show, and I never listened to Dan and Jake on the hang zone.
Look at that.
Jeez, that's a pro,
you should be
man.
In radio.
You should be in radio.
Dare you question if I listen, boys? Come on.
Well, we will wake up with the wolf.
Sure
wolf.
You will. You can call in anytime. I'll give you the number.
Really?
Julie, you can call in any time. I'll give you the number.
All right. We are going to call in. I heard you need a buddy every now and then.
Yeah, come on.
Bro, I'm calling Monday if you actually are offering
that.
You
just got broed.
What time do you get up, bro?
Probably about 7.
Oh, okay.
6:30, 7.
Yeah. Is that when you start making your bowls so you can go food show everybody and you get to the office?
Yes. All right. Hey, thank you, Tara.
So mean.
It's 10 to 1 on the ticket.